Nice ring, Lauren. Who gave you that?
Thank you. Me. I bought it for myself.
That is excellent. That is exactly what we are practicing this week, giving yourself a gift. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and this is Self Care Club.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
Christmas is just days away. How do you feel about gifting? We bet that you've enjoyed thinking about a person you care about, taking time to consider what they might like and what would make them happy, and getting them a gift. We also bet that you're going to enjoy seeing them open it and making them feel happy and cared for. But who has been left off your gift list? How about gifting something to the person who you're going to be in relationship with every day for the rest of your life? You.
The fact is, when you give more to yourself, you have more to offer others. Researchers have found that giving stimulates the same neural networks in the brain that light up when we feel physical pleasure, such as eating a chocolate bar or taking a warm shower. Then there is receiving. Think back to a moment when someone was giving towards you. Maybe it was a physical gift, or maybe just a moment of love, warmth, and understanding. Whatever it was, it probably felt really good. So, if you are giving towards yourself, you are actually getting a 2-for-1 deal.
When we gift to ourselves, there's also the reward and the benefit of taking action rather than being passive. This helps to reduce any feelings we have of helplessness and of treating yourself like you matter. This is even more important if you've ever felt like you don't matter enough to others. When you give to yourself, you're going to have more to offer others because you feel content. Studies show that as people experience greater well-being, they're usually more inclined towards kindness, patience, and social behaviours that benefit others.
So, no idea what to gift yourself? I mean, who has got no idea what to gift themselves? I could come up with about 25 things at the top of my head.
Me too.
Well, let's give you a few tips. How about any of the following? That too expensive upmarket candle that you would only ever buy for someone else but never for yourself?
Yeah.
A piece of jewellery that you have been coveting, a luxury skin product like a body oil or a face cream from a brand that you love, a bottle of perfume, delicious meal, some new makeup from a brand you love, an indulgent treat like a posh box of chocolate. Oh, Tony's Chocolonely. It's got to be that.
Oh, love it.
So, something beautiful for your home, like a blanket for the sofa, a vase, an ornament, or a nice piece of cookware in Lauren's case. Anything that makes you happy every time you look at it, let it be in your home. New bed linen, new coat.
Yes.
I mean, the list goes on.
Yes. But you know, giving yourself a gift doesn't have to be a physical item. Having just done a week of minimalism, we understand it might not be something that you want to do or that you can afford to spend money on. Gifting yourself comes in many forms, most of them in small moments in everyday life. For example, when I was writing this show this week, I had COVID, so I made sure that I was comfortable with a warm, cozy blanket and a hot cup of tea next to me while I did the research. These are very small, very doable gifts. So what about some other gifts that you could bestow upon yourself? How about the gift of time, the gift of rest, the gift of compassion? Or if you're getting worked up about something, giving yourself the treat of letting go of your overinvestment in things beyond your control. Or what about not doing? Because that's also an important gift. Not having that fourth cocktail. Not interrupting a friend who's trying to offload on you. Not staying up late watching TV. Or not leaving everything to the last minute and being rushed.
There are so many opportunities every day to offer yourself simple yet beautiful and powerful gifts. So the practice this week for our last practice of 2022 is to ask yourself, or for us to ask ourselves every day, what could I give myself right now? Or what do I long for that's in my power to give myself? And then guess what? Do it. Gift it to yourself. As the year draws to a close, you could also concentrate on a longer time frame and ask, what's the gift I want to offer myself next year? To quote Rick Hansen, PhD, knowing your own giving heart, which is usually offered to others, can you extend that heart to yourself? Out of kindness and wisdom, cherishing and support, Let your gifts flow to that one being in this world over whom you have the most power and therefore to whom you have the highest duty of care, the one who has your name. And that's what we were doing this week.
Yeah.
Giving ourselves a gift, or indeed, giving ourselves many gifts.
How did you feel about the week of giving ourselves a gift?
I was very excited about it. I was really looking forward to it. You were a bit confused, weren't you? You kept saying, well, what am I supposed to do? I don't understand. And I kept saying, you can give yourself the gift of watching Real Housewives for an hour. You can give yourself the gift of time. You know, kind of, you needed a bit of coercing into the...
I did. A little bit
Why is that, do you think?
Why is that? Well, because, you know, we're going to go back to the same old thing, aren't we? About how I'm not very self-compassionate. I'm not very kind to myself. Blah, blah, blah. But I think that for the last show of the year, I've actually pulled this right out of the bag.
Good for you.
I actually think, I mean, maybe I should say this in summary, but I'm going to say it now at the top of the show. I think I've actually learnt some self-care this year. And I think this show, this particular show, is going to summarise the good stuff I've learnt.
You know, the way in which we practice self-care and the way in which we release shows is not a coincidence.
It is
planned. It is premeditated. It is always to bring us, of course, and our listener into practicing more self-care. So the fact that this is going to perhaps summarize where our self-care needs are, it's fantastic. Mm. Totally fantastic. So you want to go first?
I mean, my week is really more of an audio diary.
Okay.
So I shall let you listen to it, and then please feel free to just jump in at any point with your thoughts and feelings.
Okay. Don't worry, I will.
Well, I've actually been given a gift on this week of giving yourself a gift. I have been given the gift of Nicole's cold. She came into the studio with a little sniffle yesterday. And this morning, I've woken up with a snotty nose and a sore throat and a headache. So thank you for sharing your gift. It was very sweet of you. So the gift I'm giving myself this morning is a half hour rest. It's 7:30. Everyone's already left for school and work. And rather than rush out, I'm going to take a cup of tea to my bed and sit quietly until 8 a.m.
I didn't feel that great that morning, and then we both found out why, didn't we, the next day?
We had COVID!
So, anyway, my heart, that was my first gift to myself, was my little half-hour break. The week didn't start off strong.
I just find it really funny when we plan these weeks and then the universe conspires to kind of make them happen. Complete blowout. I had 4 minutes in bed, back in bed with my cup of tea, when Ollie called to say he'd left his coat and he didn't have time to come home, so could I jump in the car and meet him 10 minutes away? So I did that. And then Nicole and I were working. We finished. We felt really rubbish. So we sat on the sofa and put the TV on, which is something we've never done before. And Nicole was actually quite excited to watch TV with me, which was very sweet. And then my husband walked in an hour early. We were like, didn't really feel that we could sit on the sofa and watch TV at 2 p.m. So it was just completely trashed.
Right, let's break that down a little bit, because we were both at your house.
Yes.
We'd done an interview.
Yes.
Hadn't we? So we had been working.
Yes.
We've always got a list of shit that needs to be done.
Always.
Right? We were both feeling really ropey. Obviously, this was previous to us realizing we had COVID.
But we both felt really quite unwell.
Both felt really unwell. Understandably, there I am sitting, spreading my germs all over your house. That was nice. Anyway, not mortified. So then we're both really into the series White Lotus. And we were talking about it, weren't we? And I said we could give ourselves the gift of TV, couldn't we? And both of our eyes just...
Oh my God.
We would like literally... beside ourselves. You made us a smoked salmon bagel. We sat in your living room at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we watched TV. It took about 12 minutes for Ollie to walk in.
Yeah. And then you were like, turn the TV off.
Yes. Yes. I had such shame around it.
Like we've been caught out by the headmaster.
And he came in and he goes, you're working hard, you two. It's like, no!
So now he probably thinks that when I say I'm going to Nicole's house to work today, that we're just sitting on the sofa watching telly. We have literally never done that in 3 years. Never,
I've never watched
it.
Telly with you ever.
No, I know. It was the funniest thing.
And he never comes home at 2 p.m.
Never comes home before like 8 p.m.
Because I'm always at your house and he is never there.
Never. So oh, it was funny.
But what it was really interesting that I felt immediately embarrassed and immediately shameful. Isn't that?
I know, ridiculous.
But
I also just, the thought of daytime TV or sitting down in the daytime to watch TV is such an anomaly to me. I just can't. I just won't. It feels so bad. I agree. Weird that, isn't it?
But then I think maybe we could do a practice on daytime TV.
Oh my God, that's not self-care. I feel like that's self-harm. I don't think it's good, because on those couple of days where we both had COVID and were stuck and we were watching TV in the day, it actually made me feel quite low. It didn't make me feel better. It's not good. It's depressing.
Did not make, I totally agree. But well, because it's also signifies being unwell.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Because I only do that when I'm unwell or it's a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's allowed.
It's bizarre though, the rules that we make up if you think about it. But then Sunday's a day of rest.
There are own rules anyway.
Okay, so that was
we
one
had
gift.
COVID.
The two gifts that got totally trashed.
Totally trashed. So the week's going to improve now.
So what is the gift that I am giving myself today? Now I know that my cold is COVID. It doesn't really make any difference. It's still just a cold, but also I do feel a bit crap. So the gift I'm giving myself is just to acknowledge that I have COVID and I feel crap, and maybe be a little bit kind to myself and gentle. I'm giving myself the gift of making sure I take regular paracetamol and not missing any dose.
That's not a gift.
I'm giving myself the gift of sitting very comfortably on the sofa while I work, making sure I've given myself a hot cup of tea. Basically trying to just tend to myself a little bit rather than being the horrendously cross, impatient patient that I always am.
No.
Yes, I was nursing myself and that was a gift.
That's not a gift.
It is a gift.
That is no, it is not a gift to nurse yourself better when you are ill. That is not a gift. That
what
is a human... That is a need. That is a fundamental need.
I was
that is not a gift.
A gift of compassion.
So yeah, but what would you have done otherwise? You wouldn't have given yourself paracetamol. You wouldn't have made yourself a cup of tea.
I wouldn't have like made sure that I was taking it every 4 hours, made sure that I had a hot drink. Because by this point, we forgot to add the reason my husband had come home early was because he was taking a flight to go away for a week. So I was actually alone with the children and the dog and COVID and work. And so I had to be
get
a little
better.
Bit, yeah, get better and also look after myself. So that was my gift, was to put a bit of effort into it.
I get what you're saying, and I'm pleased that you had an intention there because you needed to get better. But that is not a gift. That should be happening anyway. And for us to wrap that up as a gift is a disservice to ourselves.
I like the pun there, even though
what
it was
pun?
Unintentional.
Well, I don't even know what it was.
Wrapping it up as a gift.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Very good.
See, it just flows out. But can you see what? Can you see what I'm saying?
I can, but
because
to me that was a gift.
But that's problematic, because by saying that I'm going to give myself paracetamol and hydrate myself when I've got COVID is a gift. I think that is problematic.
The gift was the nursing. The gift was the nursing.
No, you should be doing that anyway.
Well, I don't. I'm a very bad patient.
That's not extra special attention. I don't want anyone to think that that's a gift, because that's not a fucking gift. That is a human fundamental need when you're sick.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Okay.
This evening's gifts to myself. Number one, I ordered Deliveroo so I didn't have to cook dinner for myself or anyone, and we all still had a hot, good meal. Gift number two, I put on my comfiest, coziest flannel pyjamas. They're so warm on this cold night. They make me feel nice. And gift number three, it is 8:55 p.m. and I'm already tucked up in bed with my book.
Do you like
those? Better. I like that.
Better. Okay, better.
They have passed the gifting
test. Okay, thank you. Moving on.
That is much better.
I am doing so well this week. Here are today's gifts that I gave to myself. Firstly, this morning, I gave myself the gift of a lion. I wasn't feeling so great. Josh was also under the weather, so we snuggled up in bed till 9 a.m. That was blissful, the gift of rest. Then, wait for this, Nicole. I gave myself the gift of asking for help. Yes, you heard that correctly. I texted very good friend of the show, Kate Medlin, and asked her if she was walking her dog, would she mind walking Barker because I had COVID, and she said yes, and that was great.
Happier?
Well.
Well.
I am super impressed. I am totally speechless and blown away.
Thank you.
You asked for help.
Yes.
You asked for help.
Yes.
And you I gave asked for help. I am so proud of you.
And I gave myself an early night, the gift of rest. And I didn't cook to be a martyr. I got delivery. Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Well,
thank
done.
You.
Would you
thank
have done that anyway if we weren't doing this week of giving ourselves a gift?
Good question. Don't know. Did force me into it though a bit more. Okay, I'm on the up. I'm on the up.
So it was my little one's Christmas school fete yesterday, and I was womaning, hosting one of the stalls, the secondhand bookstall. But in the hall, there were a couple of women selling jewellery, really gorgeous pieces. And I didn't really have time to look properly because I had to be on my stall. But I had a quick glance and then said to Ollie, there might be some good ideas for some little Christmas presents for me in the hall. Go and have a look. And then I finished my shift and I went in the hall and said to the women, did my husband come in? Did he get me anything? And they said, oh, he came and he looked, but he didn't buy anything. There was a necklace that I really, really liked. It was just so me. There was only one of them. They didn't have any more stock. And I just thought, sod it. I'm buying this for myself. I'm buying myself a gift. Why not? Why shouldn't I treat myself? It wasn't massively expensive. I really wanted it. So I bought it. And I also bought a ring. And then today I saw my sister-in-law and I said, look, I got a new ring. And she said, you know what? You're so good at buying yourself jewellery. And I thought, yeah, I am. And I felt quite proud about that. And I know that we're supposed to be practicing minimalism this Christmas, but I just bought two things for myself and they made me happy.
Nice.
There you go.
I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
I am proud of you. I'm sorry I had a go at you. I just don't want anyone listening to this thinking that paracetamol is a fucking gift because it isn't. But
maybe it was a gift to the world when it was invented. It was a gift. Also, I'd just like to say the final thing. So I tested negative on Friday, as did you. It was very short-lived COVID, which is why I was able to go to the school fete and see my sister-in-law. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do either of those things.
But also, you weren't very sick with it.
No,
you kind
I wasn't.
Of felt shit for 2 days, and then you kind of just...
Yeah.
Mine has lingered and lingered and lingered and lingered.
Yeah. I was so amazed. Friday, I was like, oh, it's gone. And I woke up feeling completely fine. Anyway, whatevs. One of the nights, I shit you not... I went out to take the dog for a wee, like last thing before bed. There was the biggest, fullest moon. And because it was so cold, the sky was completely clear and they were really bright stars. It was almost like, you know, when you're in the desert and you can see everything. And I gave myself the gift of spending a minute looking at the moon.
Oh,
like admiring
that's so
it.
Lovely.
So I'm just telling you, I feel like I'm finishing 2022 on a high.
Strong.
Yeah.
So you should.
Yeah.
So you should. You've done what? 52 practices? So you should.
And have I learned anything? Yes, I think
yes.
I have.
Yes, you have.
I think I have. Anyway, that's my week. Let's have a break and then we will come back for yours.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Okay, so I also had COVID. So it was
Did you?
But it was a good week. To have this intention in the background.
Yes. Actually. Yes.
I will start with a voice note.
Okie doke.
So I've just done a COVID test and it turns out I have COVID. Now, last time I had COVID, I got through it by watching Firefly Lane season one. The serendipity of this is unbelievable because guess what's just come out on Netflix? Season two of Firefly Lane, which I plan to gift to myself today, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to gift myself a day off work, and I'm going to watch Firefly Lane. Sorry, Lauren, I am MIA today.
The gift of TV.
I watched the whole season in one day.
What?
That is 9 hours of Firefly Lane in one day.
Oh my God. Yeah. Where were your children?
They were at school. They were at school, and then my daughter had her Christmas show, so she was staying at school till late. And then what Adam did is he picked up my younger daughter from school. She had a match, so she finished late. And then he took her for something to eat, and they went straight to the Christmas show. Yeah, so none of them got home till 10 p.m.
And you so couldn't I was go on anyway. My own.
I couldn't. I was supposed to go, obviously, and I couldn't
but you
go.
I couldn't. Yeah.
So that was the first gift.
Oh my God. Was it dreamy? Because I've saved and saved. I've like eked it out one episode at a time. I've got one left.
Honestly, I
Not
think
as
it was
good
a bit
as
of a.
First.
I think it. No, I really loved it, but I think it was overkill doing 9 hours in one sitting.
That is a lot.
Understandably.
That is a lot.
Okay, so here's my second voice note.
Okay.
Gave myself the gift of baking. Now that was an unexpected one because I don't bake, but I saw this video on Facebook of how to make some puff pastry Nutella Christmas tree, and I needed it. I haven't really had an appetite. It was the only thing I fancied. So guess what? Got my daughter to go down and get me some puff pastry, and then from Tesco's, and then we baked it, and it was divine and glorious and actually not as tasty as it looked, but I still really enjoyed it. She was a little bit confused as to why mummy was suddenly baking, and Lauren definitely said, oh, you're not feeling yourself, but I really enjoyed it.
I was so freaked out. You sent me this picture like, look what I've made, and I thought, oh my God, she's really ill.
It was really odd, wasn't it?
You like turned really into odd, me.
It was a really odd thing for me to do, but I just literally, obviously I'm stuck at home, I had very little else to think about. I could not stop thinking about this Nutella Christmas tree.
I'd made it with my niece and I didn't get to taste it because she took it home with her. So I was quite jealous that you got to taste yours.
Okay, so then, right, yeah. So I was on social media and whatever. Yeah. And there is a company called Il Maquillage. It's a foundation company.
Yes.
And they come up on my feed all
endlessly.
And it always looks like the best foundation ever.
Yes.
But every time I go to buy it, I don't.
Me
I don't
too.
Know why.
Me too. Same
anyway,
thing. Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I thought I'm giving myself a gift.
Yes.
This week.
Yes.
I've had COVID.
Yep.
I feel rubbish. I really, really, really want to try this foundation. So I bought it.
And does it match? Please tell
me. And it arrived the next day.
Yeah.
And I got a free gift of a liquid eyeliner, like a proper gift. That was really great.
Yeah.
Totally free. Delighted. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love this foundation.
And it was the right colour.
It was exactly the right colour. It
wow.
stays on all day. You know when they say it's the only foundation you'll ever need? I am properly, I might not need it for the summer because I need a slightly less weightier base. Mm-hmm. I am totally loving it.
Wow. That is really funny because once I tested negative, I actually went to a shopping centre and thought, I'm running out of foundation. I can't bear the matching online. I'm going to go to a proper shop. I went to Space NK. I sat down. This woman spent half an hour matching me to the right one, the right colour, the right everything. Went to get it for me. Out of stock. And online, out of stock.
So I'm telling you. So I'm annoying. Telling you. You want to go to Il Maquillage. Maquillage.
Okay. Maybe I'll do it. Okay, that was a lovely gift. Well done.
So that was a really nice...
And a physical gift as well.
I didn't really want to do a whole week of spending money.
No.
Because I don't think that's what... Really, I don't think that's
what this week was about.
This is about.
No.
Anyway, the COVID really hung around for me. And I would wake up every morning feeling shocking.
Yeah.
So here's my other gift.
Okay, this one was quite complicated. Because woke up this morning feeling rubbish. Got the kids down to the station and whatever, wherever they needed to be. And at about 8:30, I knew I needed to walk the dog, but I was feeling really awful. And I thought, maybe I should just go back to bed. Anyway, I was texting with Lauren about something else, and she said she was about to go and walk the dog. So I said to her, can I come with you? Because I knew I needed to get out. I knew somewhere deep inside of me, I needed some fresh air. I needed to walk. I needed a bit of exercise, and it would really help me, even though everything in my body was telling me to go back to bed. And I kept saying, no, you can go back to bed after if you still feel like it. So I gave myself the gift of hanging out with a friend and forcing myself out the house. And you know what? It's done me the world of good. And I think that this is a very interesting topic in terms of self-care. It's not always what your present self needs, but thinking about what your future self needs. Let's discuss.
But you've said that before in terms of things like exercise. You always say, like, I'm doing this because I'm giving it as a gift to my future self, because this afternoon I'll feel so great that I've been for that run or I've been to the gym.
Yes.
That is a thread for you, that you do think about your future self. And you were very schwach last week.
I really was. So it's a case of, would the walk have helped me more than going back to bed? Well, the answer was yes. Yeah. Of course it did. And in my head, it was always, I can go back to bed after if I need to.
And without the guilt of knowing that the dog hasn't been walked. Yeah.
So I think that's just an interesting piece to put in here, that it's not always about what you need right there, right now. Actually, sometimes you need to force yourself to do something that's really good for you that you might not feel like doing. Not always. Because I'm, you know, the worst person for that. And actually, it wasn't until I got that COVID test result that I let myself be ill.
Yes, me too.
That was kind of a gift in itself, because we were both pushing forward, weren't we, constantly? Yeah, I was just dosing myself up.
We felt dreadful on Tuesday, absolutely dreadful. And we carried on. We did this whole interview, everything else. And yeah, if we'd known then, we would have just not worked.
And then to finish off my week, we went out on Saturday night. I also tested negative on Friday. We went out on Saturday night. We had a 50th. I was feeling much more human. And on the way to the restaurant, we got out the train station, and on the walk to the restaurant, there is a Nike store. Now, my husband, when it comes to Christmas shopping, he needs absolute specific direction. Or he likes absolute specific direction. Now, there is a pair of Nike trainers that I have been eyeing up since the summer.
I know the ones.
You know the ones, because I've cracked on and on about them. And every time I go to buy them, I don't need them. I don't really need them. Oh, they're a summer trainer because they're a white sort of low slung trainer. Anyway, we walked into this Nike outlet store just to have a quick look, because we were a few minutes early for the table, and they were there. And I said to him, look, that... is what I, if you can't even bought me anything for Christmas, that's what I want for Christmas. So I gave myself the gift of asking for what I want.
Nice. I like it.
You love that?
Yeah, I do like it. And also, I do feel that I know that there's something about surprise, and I know that there's lots and lots of talk about how that's kind of women still doing the mental load, because they don't even have to think about buying your present. But there is something to be said about knowing that you're getting something you actually want.
But then he was so funny, because yesterday he says to me, what shoe size are you? I'm like, really?
Oh, really? You just look at a pair of my shoes and figure it out.
Exactly. You can't even do that. Like, you know, he's so funny, but he's used to me, but that is true. But he is used to me doing that for him. But I'm also really excited to have these trainers.
Yeah. It's that whole like thing of, do you want to risk it and, you know, have to do that whole, oh, I really like it, when you really don't, or just say what you want and then feel a little bit kind of irritated that they haven't just psychically gone and bought you the perfect gift.
And also, he never tells me what he wants, so I always have to figure it out. And he's like the hardest person in the whole world to buy for. So if he'd have said to me, oh, by the way, here's the link to the pair of trainers that I want, I would have been delighted, actually.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, so good. We've done well.
We have, haven't we? Should we summarise?
Yeah.
What worked?
Being forced into being nicer to myself.
You know, you don't always have to force yourself. You could just be nice to yourself.
I know, but sometimes I need a little shove.
You do.
The perfect combination of solo parenting with COVID was just the shove I needed.
Yeah. I mean, that is just not fun at all.
It wasn't great.
No, but, it's not fun.
But, you know, it did make me actually think, okay, do you know what? I don't need to be a martyr. And sometimes I need the children to tell me, like Zach went, Mum, you're not well. Why don't you not cook tonight and we'll get Deliveroo? And he was
now the truth comes out. I see.
But because he was like, they were both excited about that prospect, it felt okay to do it, you know?
It is okay to do it.
I know it is. But it also, because it was like a treat and it also got me off cooking, I felt okay about giving myself that gift.
Nice.
You know.
Nice.
So, yeah. What worked for you?
Just the self-compassion piece, the self-kindness. What is it I need right now? And it wasn't, the thing that worked wasn't that it's not about spending money on yourself. It's just about being kind to yourself, or kinder to yourself, and showing yourself the compassion that you show to other people. We always come back to this, but
always.
I don't think we can ever have enough reminders on it.
But I also like the fact that in amongst this week of doing all these free things for ourselves, we both also bought ourselves a little physical treat, because actually there is something important about that. And you would do it for someone else and it would give you pleasure and you would feel happy about doing it. And why can't we from time to time, even if it's not a big thing, do that for ourselves and feel like, yes, I deserve this gift and that's okay.
Let me tell you something. That foundation makes me really, really, really happy.
So does my necklace.
Exactly. And it's not just about because the foundation is a nice foundation and you like the necklace. It's about the energy that it was done and the intention that it was done under. That it's got
it was
just
exactly
a very.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly saw it and thought, I love that. I really want it. Oh, you know what? I can buy that for myself.
Yeah. Love it.
It's nice. So.
Love it.
I'm really happy we finished on this practice. I think it was a really nice, good one to end the year on, and it's Christmassy, and I hope it's really useful for everyone.
And we still need to ask the very big question.
Yes.
Is it coming in the club? Of course it's coming in the club.
Definitely yes.
And I would like people's gift to themselves to be coming to the club.
Yeah, come to the club. Come to Facebook, club. Come to the club, give yourself a gift.
Yeah. Give yourself. Well, that can be the challenge of the week.
Yeah, we've got one more epilogue to go. Then we're taking 1 week off for Christmas, but we will.
So here's a preview, if you're listening. Here's a preview. The challenge of the week is going to be to join our Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's going to be your gift to yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Like that. Well, I wanted to say it before I forget, if I forget to say it on the epilogue show.
Okay, I'll write it down. Don't worry.
Thanks. We hope you enjoyed listening to that. We will be back on Wednesday with a snippet show. That's just a 5-10 minute piece from an older show which we found amusing or useful or insightful in some way. And then we'll be back on Friday hearing from you guys of how you get on with your self-compassion and giving yourself a gift. I'm looking forward to hearing that. If you want to be in touch, hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk. You can find us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. Come join our Facebook group, Self Care Clubbers. Come find us on TikTok. We're literally everywhere. We're on YouTube now. I think one of our videos just got 2,500 something. I don't know.
I know. I can't believe it.
Something like that. Anyway, everything is in the show notes. Please click on all the links. We need all the followers we can get. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back on Wednesday.
See you then.